Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Friday, January 1st, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by HabitMinder. On today's episode, we're going to focus on taking a look at what to expect from the Mac and the Apple Silicon transition in 2021. The first round of Apple Silicon Macs are officially available to consumers with a 13-inch MacBook Pro, the MacBook Air, and the Mac Mini, each of which is powered by Apple's new M1 processor. Apple has acknowledged that it will take approximately 2 years to transition the entire Mac lineup to Apple Silicon chips. These new Macs are simply the first three Apple Silicon Macs available, and we expect more Macs to be introduced over the next 2 years until the transition is complete. One of the most anticipated Macs to make the transition to Apple Silicon is the iMac. The iMac received its most recent internal upgrade back in August, but that simply included new Intel processors inside, with the external design remaining unchanged. In fact, the iMac is long overdue for an industrial redesign. The current iMac design was unveiled in 2012, which is when Apple redesigned it with a casing that tapers down along the sides. But this design feature can only be seen from the side, and looking head-on, the iMac has actually been unchanged for 11 years. Reliable Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo has reported several times that Apple is working on a redesigned 24-inch iMac coming sometime in early 2021. This redesigned iMac would also, of course, be powered by Apple Silicon instead of Intel. But what's interesting is that the 24-inch iMac would seemingly replace the existing 21-inch iMac, which hasn't gotten a major update in years. We haven't yet heard any reporting on the fate of the 27-inch iMac, so it could be that Apple transitions the 21-inch iMac to Apple Silicon first, followed by the 27-inch iMac sometime further down the roadmap. Next up is the MacBook Pro. A version of the 13-inch MacBook Pro is already available with Apple Silicon inside, but it faces some limitations. Two Thunderbolt ports, a maximum of 16 gigabytes of unified memory, and a maximum of 2 terabytes of SSD storage. We expect Apple to transition its higher-end MacBook Pros next. Multiple reports have suggested that Apple has a redesigned 14-inch MacBook Pro on the way, which could be released as early as Q2 or Q3 of 2021. Most recently, Kuo doubled down on this claim and reported that two new MacBook Pros with all new form factors and industrial designs are coming sometime in the first or second half of 2021 with mini-LED display technology as well as Apple Silicon. We are sponsored this week by HabitMinder, a powerful and easy-to-use habit tracker and reminder app for iPhone, iPad, Mac, and Apple Watch. If you're looking to start 2021 on the right foot and maintain your resolutions, HabitMinder makes it easy to get organized with all of your daily tasks. With a clean and simple interface, you can track and create good habits with ease. There are also helpful statistics for tracking and analyzing your progress throughout the year. HabitMinder will help you form healthy habits and keep you accountable with these useful tools. There are more than 50 predefined positive and healthy habits to get you started, and you can easily add your own custom tasks as well. Change your habits, change your life, and maintain your 2021 resolutions. HabitMinder is a free download on the App Store with premium features available as in-app purchases. Learn more and get started today at the link in the show notes below or at habitminder.com. The Mac Pro is one of the more mysterious products in Apple's lineup, and it's unclear where it sits on the Apple Silicon roadmap. Most recently, Bloomberg reported that Apple has a new Mac Pro in the works that would be around half the size of the current Mac Pro design. But the Mac Pro is harder to predict because it features a very modular design, allowing users to mix and match components and upgrade individual parts. It's unclear how Apple Silicon would factor into this design because, based on what we've seen so far, Apple Silicon chips are the opposite of modular. So again, the fate of the Mac Pro is more unclear, but if Bloomberg's reporting is to be believed, Apple is working on a version with Apple Silicon. And finally, the current M1 Mac Mini suffers from similar limitations to the 13-inch MacBook Pro, maxing out at 16 gigabytes of memory and 2 terabytes of SSD storage. There are also only 2 Thunderbolt ports on the back and no 10 gigabit Ethernet. This is actually a downgrade compared to the previous generation Intel Mac Mini, which Apple continues to sell today. So with those limitations in mind, it's possible that Apple has a new Mac Mini in line with 4 Thunderbolt ports and other higher-end specifications, including Apple Silicon inside, but we'll have to wait to find out for sure. As far as other things to expect from Apple in 2021 outside of the Mac, there are several other notable changes in the pipeline. We expect new iPad Pro hardware sometime in the first quarter, and of course we expect the iPhone 13 sometime in the fall, as well as a new Apple Watch. We are also still awaiting the long-rumored release of the AirTag item trackers, but it's anyone's guess as to whether Apple ever actually releases those. For now, that wraps up another week of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, if you like the show, please be sure to subscribe in Apple's podcast app or Overcast or wherever you listen every day. And while you're there, it's very helpful to us if you leave us a rating and a review. Again, my thanks to HabitMinder for sponsoring the show this week. Be sure to check them out at the link in the show notes or at HabitMinder.com. You can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5Mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back on Monday for a new week of Apple News.